Stay home, stay connected, stay informed with Como News on your smart speaker.
Como News 1000 FM 97.7.
I'm Amanda Factor. Here are the
Como
top stories.
Keeps you connected to your world and the latest on the fight against coronavirus on the radio, online, all the time. Como News. KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
20 minutes of nonstop news starts now.
Here's just some of what's coming up on the Como Morning News.
Happen to remember those long lines for gas in the 70s? I'm Brian Calvert, and we're now seeing the same thing for the vaccine.
Move educators and school staff up the list for the vaccine. I'm Carlene Johnson, district leaders pleading with the governor.
We'll get to Kiara and check your traffic and weather for the weekend coming up in just about 4 minutes.
Sports coming up in about 10 minutes. A good night for the Zags, not so good for the Huskies. Good morning. It's 5 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Concrete barriers, razor wire, and thousands of National Guard personnel are all forming an unprecedented security shell around the U.S. Capitol ahead of next week's inauguration. FBI Director Christopher Wray said Thursday,
"We're concerned about the potential for violence at multiple protests and rallies planned here in D.C. and at state capitol buildings around the country in the days to come that could bring armed individuals within close proximity to government buildings and officials."
Over 100 people have been arrested after last week's violence at the U.S. Capitol, but ABC's Pierre Thomas says
the FBI believes that last week's assault emboldened right-wing radicals to return and pursue more violence. Sources telling ABC News different groups from around the country appear to be coordinating.
A new ABC News Washington Post poll found more than 70% of people hold President Trump at least partially responsible for the violence. ABC's Karen Travers has more on that poll.
54% of those polled say President Trump should be charged criminally with inciting a riot for having encouraged his supporters to march on the Capitol. 66% say he's behaved irresponsibly in his statements and actions since the election.
President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion economic relief package, included are direct payments of $1,400 to most Americans and money for more coronavirus vaccinations, a process he says needs to improve.
President-elect Biden saying the vaccines simply aren't going fast enough.
The vaccine rollout in the United States has been a dismal failure thus far.
Mr. Biden will request billions to make sure injections go faster, reach more people, 100 million in the first 100 days.
That's ABC's Andy Field. 11.1 million doses have been administered so far. Today, what was a massive drive-in testing site at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles reopens as a massive vaccination site. You're listening to ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Como Morning News.
Good morning. It's 5:02 Friday morning. We're starting off with some cloudy conditions. It's 46 degrees in Seattle right now.
Along with Greg Herschelt, I'm Amanda Factor. Here are the top stories from the Como 24/7 News Center.
The number of new COVID-19 cases continues to swell here in Washington, and so does the demand for the vaccine.
We get the update this morning from Como's Brian Calvert.
The State Health Department reported another 2,729 new COVID cases yesterday, and 38 new deaths. The virus continues to spread, and it's fueling a desire to get the vaccine. And that's causing another issue. People waited all day yesterday for the vaccine at a drive-up site in Sequim, even though the last car was allowed in line before 7 a.m., meaning many of those had waited overnight for a chance to get the injection. Some fear it's a sign of things to come, and state officials worry that phases of those who can be vaccinated are advancing far faster than the pace of opening injection sites. For example, Skagit County plans to move to the next phase of vaccination January 26th. That phase will allow many more people to qualify, and at this point, the county isn't certain it will have the doses to satisfy demand. Brian Calvert, Como News.
The number of COVID vaccines available to states is based on the number of people living in each state. Here on the West Coast, the CDC says if you look at the amount of available doses per 100,000 people, Washington State falls second behind Oregon. Nearly 3,000 people out of 100,000 here have been given the vaccine.
More school district leaders are calling on the governor to bump education staff up the list for getting that COVID vaccine.
But public health officials say the state doesn't have the supply of doses to do that just yet. More from Como's Carlene Johnson.
Secretary of Health Dr. Umair Shah said this week, with limited vaccine supply, the priority initially has to be on the most vulnerable healthcare workers, residents, and staff at long-term care homes.
By making pronouncements, we are simply having people get into even longer lines, which only adds to the frustration and consternation of everyone and doesn't help us get vaccines administered.
But that approach does not consider the long-term impact on students' mental health and lost learning. That message from State Superintendent Chris Rakedahl in a letter this week to Governor Inslee and Dr. Shaw. Everett Hale reports the superintendents from Everett, Edmonds, and Mukilteo sent the governor a letter yesterday echoing that request. And the Kitsap Sun reports superintendents from Bremerton, Central Kitsap, North Kitsap, South Kitsap, and Bainbridge sent a similar letter this week urging educators be moved up the list. Carlene Johnson, Como News.
Coming up on the Como Morning News.
We will do everything in our power to defeat you. I'm Corwin Hake. Backlash against a Washington Republican who voted to impeach.
Como News Time 5:04 and traffic time every 10 minutes on the 4th from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. Good morning, Kiara.
Good morning, Craig and Amanda. So we're working with two blocking problems in Seattle. One is a stall northbound I-5 north of the West Seattle Bridge that's blocking the right lane, slowing you down in the immediate area. Then the other is a stall partially blocking the southbound I-5 off-ramp to Denny. Not really seeing any slowing there, but make sure that you're using extra caution as you're taking that ramp. For the most part, our volumes are nice and light, but in Everett, the southbound I-5 off-ramp to the Boeing Freeway is finding a brief slowdown. Our next Como traffic at 5:14.
Here's the forecast as you make your plans for the weekend. Meteorologist Kristen Clark.
We'll go for most areas to dry out this afternoon with that sunshine returning here today. The exception being central Puget Sound. The clouds may want to linger for a little bit longer, maybe some drips and drops of rain anywhere from Brennan, Paulsbo, into downtown Seattle through the afternoon. Now heading into tonight, the sky conditions stay mostly cloudy, maybe some patchy fog into early Saturday, and the clouds will once again be on the increase tomorrow ahead of more light rain Saturday night and early Sunday. And the Como Weather Center, meteorologist Kristen Clark.
In downtown Seattle right now, just cloudy and 46.
Como News Time 5:06. A Republican member of Congress from our state was well aware that some supporters would react badly to her vote to impeach the president.
Well, now the backlash has begun, and Como's Corwin Hake has more.
In her one-minute speech Wednesday on the U.S. House floor, Jamie Herrera Butler said she knew her vote to impeach could be politically costly.
I'm not afraid of losing my job, but I am afraid that my country will fail.
Now we're learning a GOP group in Herrera Butler's Southwest Washington district promised retribution even before the vote. In a letter to the Congresswoman, the group Clark County Republican Women wrote, quote, "If you vote to impeach, you will never receive our support or votes again." The letter adds, quote, "We will do everything in our power to elect a conservative candidate who represents our values." Herrera Butler has not responded. She and Yakima's Dan Newhouse were among only 10 House Republicans nationwide to vote for impeachment. Corwin Hake, Como News.
Airlines are stepping up security on flights to and from the nation's capital amid new threats of mob violence. And Como's Joel Marino spoke with passengers at SeaTac Airport about that.
Passengers will get extra scrutiny if they're headed to Washington, D.C. With the inauguration looming and protesters expected from around the nation, airlines are adopting temporary new rules.
I don't think you can be too cautious given everything that's going on.
Several airlines won't allow firearms inside checked baggage for the next week for flights headed to the nation's capital.
I'm all about Second Amendment rights.
Masks are already required to fly commercially, but after a rowdy group of passengers refused to wear them on a flight back from D.C., Alaska Airlines is doubling down. Extra flight attendants are being added to support compliance. Limits are being placed on ticket sales to and from the D.C. area. Passengers must stay in their seats for 1 hour from takeoff or landing near the U.S. Capitol, and pilots will be ready to divert to the nearest airport over disruptive behavior.
With the turmoil created by the pandemic, the U.S. Capitol riot, and the impending departure of Donald Trump, people already worn down by COVID-19 fatigue are feeling even more anxious. Como's Suzanne Font talked to an expert about when to seek professional help.
Tons and tons of calls I've been getting from people seeking treatment for the very first time.
Clinical psychologist Dr. Mylene Duong is among the mental health providers inundated with patients seeking treatment.
The level of calls that I get from people seeking treatment is more than I've ever seen in my entire career.
For some people, the social isolation and the stresses of living with COVID-19 have been a huge factor. And now seeing what's happening in the news, in our nation's capital and our own capital, is compounding the stress and uncertainty for some people.
Como News Time 5:08. A 19-year-old man is now being held without bail, accused of kicking two women in their heads in two separate attacks. Isaiah Lewis was free on bond for just one day before he allegedly kicked a woman in the head on a Metro bus. He's also accused of kicking another woman in the head as she was planting flowers on a street in Belltown one day later. He's back in jail. This time, the judge denied him bail. Lewis faces numerous charges for assault.
A King County council member is demanding improvements after a warning siren failed to go off during a test at the Tolt River Dam this week. A break in the dam could flood the city of Carnation in just 90 minutes. Councilmember Kathy Lambert says the warning system is critical.
It was the third example of where the Seattle Utilities Department did not do what they were supposed to do.
The dam is owned by the city of Seattle, and last July a siren went off by mistake, sending people scrambling to evacuate. Lambert's calling for a robocall system to alert people in the event of a mistake.
Plans for Seafarer are starting to come together for this summer, including the return of the Blue Angels. Blue Angel number 7 is Lieutenant Julius Bratton, and says they're anxious to show off their new Boeing F-18 Super Hornets.
The Super Hornet has about 42,000 pounds of thrust and full afterburner, where the Legacy Hornet that we previously flew had about 32,000 pounds of thrust. With that comes a little bit more maneuverability when the aircraft is flown at slow airspeeds.
Well, he also says these planes are bigger and louder. Seafair Weekend is scheduled August 6th through the 8th. Tickets are on sale now. Keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah. Como News Time 5:10. Time to get to the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk. Tom Hutler's here. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, with the firing of offensive coordinator Brian Schottenheimer this week, the Seahawks are in the market for a new play caller. And in some season-ending thoughts for the media yesterday via Zoom from Mexico, quarterback Russell Wilson said he wasn't in favor of Schottenheimer's firing.
It wasn't my decision to change Shoddy, in other words. But I think that Coach Carroll made that decision. I think that, you know, I trust his decision. But at the same time, you know, obviously Shoddy and I have been so close. I think he's going to be a tremendous coach, so like I said, somewhere else.
Wilson said he has faith in Carroll moving forward. From the broadcast booth back to the sidelines, Urban Meyer agrees to become the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars after a two-year absence from football. He won three college national championships. The Jaguars, quite a rebuilding project. They've lost 105 of their last 144 games since 2012. Isaiah Mobley, with a career-high 18 points, leading Southern Cal to a 95-68 win over the Husky men's basketball team last night. The Huskies led by Eric Stevenson with 16. That's their seventh loss in a row. Corey Kispert, 23 points, 8 rebounds. Number one Gonzaga over Pepperdine, 95-70. Their 17th straight victory over the past two seasons. And the Cougs, hammered by UCLA at Pauley Pavilion, 91-61. UCLA stays in first place in the Pac-12. Sports at 10 to 40 past each hour. Tom Hutler, Como News.
Como News Time 5:11. People across the country are waiting in long lines these days to get the COVID-19 vaccine.
Now we get the update from ABC's Matt Gutman.
From California to New York, mass vaccination sites struggling to meet soaring demand. In Long Island, 88-year-old Charlotte McKenna in line for a shot.
I'm very grateful.
But no luck for her 65-year-old daughter, who just became eligible.
Once it went to 65, that was the end. There was not 1 ounce of availability on any site.
The state now gets about 300,000 doses each week. But at that rate, it would take 6 months to reach the 7 million New Yorkers now eligible to get that first shot. And across the country, confusion. Phone lines jammed, websites crashing.
It has been really frustrating because there's nowhere to turn. There's no options, no matter how smart you are.
Hospitals just as swamped as vaccination sites.
Antelope Valley Hospital has one of the busiest ERs in the state of California, with 30 to 40 people waiting for beds at any given time. And that's why they received this field hospital with 50 beds that is typically deployed to disaster zones like Iraq or Haiti. The field hospital is ready to go, but for one thing: oxygen.
So everything is ready. The thing that's missing is oxygen.
Oxygen. We need a large quantity of oxygen at all times, constantly. We can't ever run out, because if we run out,
they could die.
And looming over it all, that UK variant, now confirmed in 13 states. It's not more deadly, but it is more contagious. The family of Felicia Parker says she lost her life to that variant.
I wish she would have had a chance at life. She's only 40 years old. It's a life gone too soon.
Word in that President-elect Joe Biden has chosen a former commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration to lead vaccine science in his drive to put 100 million doses of the vaccine into the arms of Americans during the first 100 days of his administration. Dr. David Kessler will have the title of Chief Science Officer for COVID Response. He headed the Food and Drug Administration in the 1990s under presidents of both political parties.
Los Angeles County public health officials are urging providers of the vaccine to not let a single dose go to waste. Mayor Eric Garcetti says if that means giving shots to people who aren't eligible yet, then so be it.
At a city site where we had a little bit extra one day, we didn't want to waste that. So we told the local police station, send over a few people and get it in the arm of police officers because they're going to be next.
Many clinic operators have reportedly been confused about a certain rule in LA County's vaccination plan. The wording makes it seem like they're required to throw open doses away if people don't show up for their appointments. Close to 500,000 healthcare workers are still awaiting their first dose.
Como News Time 514. Time for a traffic update now from Kiara Jordan at the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center.
Well, we are still working with a blocking problem, a stall that's partially blocking our ramp from southbound I-5 to Denny. Not really slowing you down, but just make sure that you're using some extra caution as you're taking that ramp. We had an earlier stall in Seattle, northbound I-5 north at the West Seattle Bridge. That's now been cleared out of the right lane, and so our brief slowdowns that we were seeing there, those have now cleared out. We have just a very small slowdown southbound I-5 in Everett at that off-ramp to the Boeing Freeway, and no big surprise that northbound 167 is beginning to build right as you're pulling away from Highway 410. Our next Como traffic at 524.
Might see a few showers this morning, but then partly sunny again by afternoon. A high of 50 today. Partly cloudy overnight, low about 38. Mostly cloudy tomorrow and a high of 48. We have a chance of rain returning on Sunday and a high of 50.
Not seeing too much in the way of showers this morning, mostly on the east side and up into the Cascade foothills. It's cloudy in Seattle and it's 46 degrees.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Northwest's only 24-hour news station. Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
It's 5:15. It's the Como Morning News. You made it to Friday. Frank Lindsay's at the editor's desk. Man with Greg Hirschfeld. I'm Amanda Factor.
There's a new poll out this morning, and it shows a majority of Americans would like to bar Donald Trump from ever holding office again following last week's Capitol attack. The ABC News Washington Post poll finds that 56% of Americans support efforts in Congress to prevent Trump from ever holding elected office again. 54% in the national survey say Trump should be charged criminally with inciting a riot.
President-elect Joe Biden has unveiled a $1.9 trillion stimulus plan,
calling for an additional $1,400 in direct payments to most Americans, on top of the $600 checks most just received, plus $130 billion to help schools reopen safely, and $160 billion to build a national vaccine program and boost testing.
I know what I just described does not come cheaply, but failure to do so will cost us dearly.
Biden slamming the vaccine rollout so far, calling it a dismal failure, and promising change when he takes the oath of office in just 5 days.
We'll have to move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated, to create more places for them to get vaccinated, to mobilize more medical teams to get shots in people's arms.
Biden is eager to get to work, but President Trump's Senate trial is likely to overshadow his early agenda. The president-elect is now calling on Congress to do both, deliver Americans badly needed relief, while also weighing Trump's conviction, with a trial expected to get underway as soon as Inauguration Day.
I look forward to working with members of Congress of both parties to move quickly to get the American Rescue Plan to the American people.
Now, Biden, of course, campaigned as a bipartisan deal maker, but getting Republicans to buy into this with this sky-high price tag is going to be a challenge. Biden argues while it won't come cheap, he says this is about morality, not money.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce.
Ahead of the Biden inauguration, the U.S. Capitol Police have enhanced security measures across the complex. And there's an ominous warning to law enforcement also coming from the FBI.
We get more from ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
The new FBI bulletin urges authorities in D.C. and all 50 state capitals to prepare for a fight or face the prospect that violent offenders could, quote, overwhelm local, state, and federal law enforcement. With an expected 21,000 National Guard available, there are now more troops in Washington, D.C. than U.S. military in Afghanistan and Iraq combined. Razor wire, blocked streets, a city fortifying itself. Officials shutting down the entire Capitol complex and floating the possibility of keeping everyone off the National Mall.
The National Mall normally would be filled with hundreds of thousands of people who come to watch the inauguration. Shutting it down would be unprecedented, but it shows you just how concerned officials are.
All this because the FBI believes that last week's assault emboldened right-wing radicals to return and pursue more violence.
Anybody who plots or attempts violence in the coming week should count on a visit.
Sources telling ABC News, different groups from around the country appear to be coordinating. FBI Director Wray briefing chiefs in major cities, telling them to be on the lookout for potential lone wolf actors that could blend in with more peaceful protesters.
When you have people come down to peacefully protest and get a large crowd and some bad actors infiltrate that, that can turn a peaceful crowd into what we've seen in the past.
At the same time, they're pursuing rioters by the dozen. Suspects like Kevin Seafried, arrested in Delaware along with his son. Robert Sanford, allegedly the man hitting several police in the head with a fire extinguisher. He's a retired firefighter from Pennsylvania, turned in by a longtime friend who recognized him in the FBI photos. And Jenny Cudd, in a since-deleted Facebook video posted after the riot. Authorities say she admitted to breaking into the Capitol.
We did break down the Nancy Pelosi's office door.
More than 30 members of Congress are calling for an investigation, calling it suspicious that an extremely high number of outside groups in the complex on January 5th, the day before the riots, which is unusual given that public tours of the Capitol ended in March 2020 due to the coronavirus pandemic, and claiming that some of the visitors appear to be associated with the rally that preceded the riot.
Members of the Washington National Guard are going to be traveling to the nation's capital this weekend. More than 370 members will be there to help with patrols. Governor Jay Inslee has decided not to attend the Biden inauguration due to concerns over COVID-19.
Come on, News Time 520. Time to get to our Propel Insurance Money update. Those collecting money under the federal Pandemic Unemployment Compensation Program will start getting an additional $300 a week. That started overnight. This additional $300 will be given each week you receive unemployment benefits for up to 11 weeks.
Cryptocurrency detectives say someone transferred more than $500,000 worth of Bitcoin to nearly two dozen right-wing individuals and organizations back in December. And now authorities are investigating if any of those funds were linked to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The prominent recipients included V. Dare, the Daily Stormer, and the banned YouTuber Nick Fuentes. Chain Analysis, an organization that tracks the flow of cryptocurrencies, believes the donations came from a computer programmer based in France. Bitcoin has become a favorite of right-wing organizations due to its generally untraceable nature and decentralization.
Tax season is right around the corner, and the IRS is ready to help taxpayers get an early start. IRS Free File is up and running. The site provides access to private companies that offer free tax preparation to millions of Americans making less than $72,000. That means about 70% of all tax filers are eligible to use the service once you get your W-2, which this year should be no later than February 2nd.
Seeing a little bit of negative sentiment creeping into the arrows on Wall Street this morning as we get ready for the opening bell. The Dow futures down about 150 points. That would be a loss of about 0.5%.
Traffic and weather up next. Como News Time 520.